You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The State of the Union delivered vigorously by President Joe Biden, making remarks that are consistent with the first 2 years of his presidency. Also, very much speaking to the idea that he's president of all the people, except I read by Dan Henniger's Wonderland column that there's a secret here, or perhaps it's hiding in plain sight, that Joe Biden speaks of the center, speaks of all the people, but at the same time, he very much follows a pattern and a recommendation and policies that are consistent with Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont. You will recall, during the primary campaigns in 19 and 20, Bernie Sanders was leading up until the time Joe Biden took over after South Carolina. So the question is, how do these things go together? Joe Biden, the center of the road president, Bernie Sanders, the well left of center senator, and a speech, a State of the Union message, there was much packed with things that Bernie Sanders would smile at. Dan, a very good evening to you. Bernie Sanders is on the left. Joe Biden says he's on the center. And he says the next 2 years, finish the job. What does he want to happen the next 2 years? And how does it connect to Bernie Sanders? Good evening to you.
Hi there, John. Well, it connects inevitably to Bernie Sanders because the president has committed himself to such a tremendous amount of federal spending. There has already been a tremendous amount of federal spending in his first 2 years. And what he laid out was a scenario over the next two. It's not going to happen, incidentally, since the Republicans control the House. But the plot line that he described would require trillions more in spending. And what struck me listening to him was how he intended to push the federal government into virtually every nook and cranny of American life. He was talking about all he was doing for women, for election reform, for marriage, gas prices, 20,000 infrastructure projects, lead and pipes, cancer, insulin, price controls on drugs, Medicaid expansion, 500,000 electric vehicle charging stations, you know, socialism, democratic socialism. There are different ways to define socialism, as we know, John. One is control of the means of production. Another might be control over the means of production. And what he is describing is putting the federal government in charge, effectively, of everything. And that is what Bernie Sanders, quite forthrightly, told the American people he would do if elected. Joe Biden famously was described by some academics early in his term as possibly a successor to Franklin D. Roosevelt, the New Deal, and all that. Well, I think Biden has taken that to heart, and he's decided that he is going to move left, adopt the Sanders and Elizabeth Warren agenda, and run on that. And the question before us, John, is whether the American people are in fact ready for what would basically be a Bernie Sanders candidacy run through the person of Joe Biden. And I think it's a very, very much an open question. Biden's polling numbers are terrible, especially on handling the economy and inflation. And as I have argued, I think the American people, although federal spending isn't something that's always in their mind, they're acutely aware of the fact now that the debt ceiling has crashed through $31 trillion. And then we had upwards of $5, $6, $7 trillion in spending over the last several years. And most people are living in the grip of an inflation unlike anything they've experienced in their lifetime. And so I think there's a lot of discomfort out in the country over what Washington has done over the last 2 years. But Joe Biden seems determined to double down, triple, quadruple down on what Washington has done and try to get himself a second term. I just think he's that's his best. I guess that's his best bet. But I think it's maybe it's really a long shot.
Dan, who is the audience for that speech?
I think the audience was the Democratic base. It was unions. A lot of this spending that he's describing, such as requiring that all materials used on federal construction projects, lumber, fiber optic, glass, and so forth, be made in the United States. That's a pitch to the unions. The transfer payments, the extraordinary amount of transfer payments, I think, is somehow intended to appeal to Black voters and even Hispanic voters. Hispanics are moving away from the Democratic Party, as are Asian voters. And there's some suggestion that even Black voters are in some marginally but not insignificant percentage beginning to vote for Republicans. And I think that Biden's idea is that with all of this federal largesse, benevolence, that he is, quote unquote, doing something for all of these pieces of the Democratic base, and he's just trying to hold it all together. The point is that the Democrats seem to have no new thoughts about how you hold together a political coalition other than to just pour money into it, something they've done successfully for a long time. The question is whether that strategy is reaching the point of diminishing returns with Black, Hispanic, Asian voters.
The president was very clear about Social Security and accused the Republicans of planning to remove or in some way inhibit Social Security. But Dan, my understanding of entitlements, including Medicare and Medicaid, is that it's moments and before we're in trouble with those. The Republicans know this. Does that mean they will not touch it for another 2 years? We're guaranteed. And if he wins re-election, another 6 years?
Yeah, I think that's true, which is unfortunate. That was kind of the highlight for the media of the speech was when he started talking about Social Security, and then the Republicans started hurling catcalls at him, and he mocked them and made fun of them, and the White House was supposedly thrilled with all that. The downside is that he basically is taking even the possibility of a conversation about entitlement reform off the table. And entitlement spending is why the debt ceiling crashed through $31 trillion and is why the Social Security and Medicare trust funds are soon going to run out of money. There is a really serious discussion to be had about what's going to happen when that moment arrives. And I think for Joe Biden, it was just pure demagoguery to make it impossible to have that conversation. He obviously doesn't intend to have it. And so the political question, John, then becomes, is that the right strategy or is it possible that someone out there, one of these governors, say Republican governors, Ron DeSantis, Glenn Youngkin, Greg Abbott, could raise the issue in a serious way? On the assumption that, you know, Biden was in Florida just this past week making the same demagogic claim about the Republicans and Social Security. And obviously one of the targets for that talk was seniors down in Florida. Well, is it really true that grandma and grandpa have concluded that they got theirs and they don't care what happens to their children or grandchildren in the future when Social Security and Medicare go bankrupt? I frankly doubt that. you know, the people that age I know are very concerned about what is going to happen in the future to their children and grandchildren. So I think there's an opening, John, for a serious Republican to raise the substantive problems with entitlements. But obviously, Joe Biden is not going to be a conversational partner. He says, I'm going to be your nightmare. Well, he is, in some ways, genuinely a nightmare.
Daniel Henniger, writing Wonderland for the Wall Street Journal, the State of the Union 2023 is strong, but doubts. I'm John Batchelor.